We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. But now at 7:10, it's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Continuing along here on this Wednesday. Wednesday. And that means it's time for the world-famous Chicken Finger Basket over at Toots today for just $4.99 as we talk about Toots during this portion of the program. $4.99 until 3 for lunch and just $6.99 after 3 for dinner tonight. That's your daily special over at Toots. Good food and fun, and save room for dessert. Don't forget the Monster Brownie Bash out there. Chocolate chip brownie, chunks of it in there with chocolate sauce, caramel sauce, ice cream. Can't beat it. Toots Broad at Medical Center and on South Church Street in Murfreesboro, and Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Toots.
Good food and fun.
All right, our real fact of the day. You think horses are fast, John?
Yes, most horses are.
When you think about an animal that can run fat. Yeah, trigger. Mm-hmm. Now, would you think, let's say, a grizzly bear would be faster than a horse?
Yes.
Would you think that, Dalton?
I'm gonna say yes, because I feel like it's a trick question.
Well, that is our real fact of the day. Grizzly bears run as fast as the average horse.
We knew it, because we're smart.
He's faster than the average horse, boo-boo.
That's what I was waiting for.
Oh, we're really in trouble if that's what you were waiting for.
No, but I mean, you wouldn't necessarily think that a bear could run quite as fast as the average horse, but they do. So there
don't
you
want to be chased by one.
No,
no, that's for sure.
That's right. Let's chase the weather now.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers and storms in the area today with highs getting close to 80 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 58. Winds west-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs top out near 75. And Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 59.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come by and visit us. Enjoy a hot, delicious cookie, and we are very grateful to those customers that have helped us with our success. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Good morning. Still moving right along out here at this point on 24 as you head towards Nashville, 24 westbound. A lot of radar already out here up and down I-24 as you head towards Manchester. Get used to seeing that as we get closer and closer to the kickoff of Bonnaroo. Again, if you're headed towards Manchester, Chattanooga, watch your speed on I-24 the next few days. If you know someone right now that's struggling with drugs and alcohol, get them some help. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Rolling along here on this Wednesday morning.
Hump day!
Woo-hoo! Indeed, hump day, June the 12th. And it is time on a Wednesday for random questions. And the anchor of random questions today is John Dinkins.
Yes, I'm much better as a host than I am as the answerer. So here we go. Not wasting any time at all. How much time do I have on here? Okay, 5 minutes and something. Okay, number one, if social media didn't exist, how would your life be different?
To the millennial.
Is this me? I'm not a millennial. I'm whatever comes after. I don't know what it is.
Generation X.
Before, not after. Millennials are now, right?
Mm-mm. No, Generation X is now, isn't it?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm like right at the cutoff, but that's not the point. The point is...
No, I'd like you to answer my question, if you don't mind. If social media didn't exist, how would your life be different?
I get a lot of business from social media, graphic design business and that sort of thing. I use it as a tool for selling that kind of stuff, logos and such. So I'd, that would definitely be impacted if there was no social media.
But no, you just now use this media in order to do that, so
it kind of worked out well.
Charge him for an ad, okay? It'll be in the mail, the bill. Brian?
How would it affect, I guess there would be more time for Angry Birds Blast for me.
Well, yeah, I guess so. You're not big on social media, though. You're more...
He gets sucked into these Facebook loops where he'll just scroll through those videos on Facebook.
Well, it does take time.
I do that. Twitter, do quite a bit, especially during sports season. So it would add more time to my life for sure.
All right. Number two, if you could sit down with your 15-year-old self, what would you tell him?
Dalton, think back 4 years ago. What would you tell yourself 4 years ago?
Leave home.
Don't work at the station.
Oh, that's ugly, Dalton.
You guys just keep making fun of me.
Don't do this show. Is that what you would have told yourself?
Well, I wouldn't have known about the show back then, you know.
Okay.
I wouldn't, actually. I really enjoy being here.
Yeah, too late now.
No take backs.
Just after you ran an ad, a free ad on the station as well. Bart, you heard that, didn't you? Okay.
Well, it's ironic that you asked, because Dalton started working when he was 16 here, and I did as well. I started working when I was 16 at the radio station. So I think I didn't know anything about radio, but that was just the year before. I don't know, what would I tell myself? Probably to eat better, because at 45, you're going to need to cut down on the sugar.
I think I would have told myself to quit worrying about what other people think so much. Wow. I was really self-conscious in high school. All right, number three. Is there something that people constantly ask you for help with? You know, ask you for help with? And what is it?
Well, this is kind of an unfair question for us. My mother is the neediest person in the planet, so she constantly asks for help with everything. So that's...
Okay, let me write that down. Take Dalton out of the wheel.
What wheel?
Okay, send. Send Heather. Okay. And yours?
Computers, technical questions.
Yep.
All the time.
But isn't that partly your guy's fault? I mean, that you know so much about it?
Yeah, well, people will hand you their phones and say, hey, can you do this for me?
Yeah, I do that.
And it's like,
I do that all the time. Does that bother you?
It's like, hey, can you send an email?
Well, I've got a job for you to do as soon as the show's over this morning.
Okay.
Okay. So, man, I don't know what you're griping about. And number four, hopefully we'll get five in. What are you freakishly good at? Freakishly.
Wow.
I'm good at smoking meats. That is
freaky.
That's my freakish talent.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Freaky. Mm-hmm.
You tell me what you think what I'm freakishly good at.
Changing pins.
Correcting people.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. I think that's right. Take Dalton out of his wheel. Okay. All right. Okay. But yeah, I think you're really freakishly good at.
He makes it sound like
taking control.
Even if he's not right with what he's correcting someone about, which is rare, I'll give him that. He makes you feel like you're wrong, even if you know you're right.
What a talent you have, Brian. That's really good.
How would you know?
What's the number five, your last one? What's the best compliment you've ever received?
I'm surrounded by you guys all the time. I don't receive very many compliments.
You know, your preacher, your doctor, you know, some friend of yours, or I've only got 10 seconds, fellas.
Then I'm a nice guy. I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
That's enough of random questions.
We better get out of here. Yeah. It's 7:19.
If you've been injured in a car crash, you need our legal help. But you don't have to drive to Nashville anymore to get it. The law offices of John Day has expanded our office location to Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, so you can get the legal help you need sooner and easier than ever before. Go to johndaylegal.com and then call us at 867-9900. We are available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna will take your gently used furniture.
We'll come get it. Just call 615-849-5994.
Call Habitat Restore at 615-849-5994.
And we'll pick up your gently used cabinets, furniture, and more.
615-849-5994.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Habitat Restore.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. Johnson & Murphy and Cole Haan dress and casual shoes, regular price $125 to $225, French's price $39 to $59. Family owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
And we are here with the Ryan and Ronnie Show. Ryan Kennedy and Ronnie Ponder joining us from Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. And gosh, we are in the throes of summer. We still got many more months to go of this summertime thing. But Ryan, one thing that I'm noticing, I hear a lot about, of course, the real estate market right now is through the roof, and a lot of people buying and selling homes. Their HVAC system may be one of those that they're not really paying a whole lot of attention to, but they really need to because it's an important part of this new home or selling a home purchase or sell.
Absolutely. In fact, it is the most expensive appliance that they have on their house. And it right now, the way that our industry is going, you could compare unit replacement prices to roof replacement prices. I mean, it's really is that expensive, especially with tariffs and things like that. So it's been entered into the equation. Nothing better can prevent having to waste money buying a new system if you're buying a house than making sure you have a qualified HVAC technician to actually look over that system and make sure that either you know that it's in great condition or you know it's a lemon before you buy the house, right? And sometimes people put a little too much faith in the home inspector, which may be great at foundational issues and identifying, you know, termite problems and things like that. But HVAC, they're really just checking temperatures and making sure that it's heating and cooling, where we're going to be able to see if it's got a refrigerant leak, the compressor slugging, you know, those kind of things, which can be very problematic to a person's wallet.
So your suggestion is to have a company like Total Transformation do an inspection before buying or selling a home, right?
Sure, absolutely. And we can do two different types of inspections. One is just a basic visual inspection, takes about an hour per system. And then if you want, similar to a home inspection report where It's more of a legal document where you're taking pictures, you're taking detailed notes. We can do that as well. It just depends on what the buyer's willing to spend to have their potentially new system evaluated.
Now, these evaluations, Ronnie, are important because it really tells you what you're getting if you're buying a home, for instance.
Exactly. The big thing is when we do it, we're going to go through there and everything is going to be detailed. You yourself, you've seen reports from home inspectors. They're kind of all over the place. We're going to go through, take the cover off the unit, go into the electrical part of it, go into the refrigeration part of it, so that way, if you was purchasing the home, you would know what to expect. It's really good for someone that is purchasing the home. That way they know it's just not cooling at this time. A month after they buy the house, they have a problem. So basically that's what the home inspector is doing. At this point in time, this is how the system's working. There's no way that no one else, unless a company like ours, can go through it and tell you of any kind of issues that's already been repaired on that unit or the issues that you might have upcoming.
You know, I would think to have a normal home inspection, they're looking over a lot of things, but it's hard to find one person, Ryan, who knows something about all of those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like that old saying, people have been saying it for years, master of all trades, jack of all trades, master of none.
Right.
It's just impossible to be a master of HVAC, a master of carpentry, a master of pest control, a master of plumbing, a master of everything that a house has to offer. You just don't have enough in your lifetime to be able to be that skilled or that knowledgeable. But I would, for me, I would consult a professional on specialties. That would be my recommendation. The house, obviously, the structure is something you want to make sure that's solid, make sure that, there's no moisture problems in the crawl space, and obviously termites, and home inspector can help with that. But, if I want somebody to look at my air conditioning system, which again is very expensive, I would hire a professional. They're going to give you the best advice on whether or not you want to keep that or put a lot of money into it or whatever.
Now, that's something that you all do, I'm sure, all the time, whether it's the detailed report or the quicker type of inspection. So what should someone do if they need that?
Best thing to do is just to call our office. We can schedule an appointment for a visual inspection or for a detailed inspection. They can call the office Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock till 4:30 p.m. Phone number is 615-900-6873.
And you can also head to totaltransformation.com. That's with the number 4 in it, totaltransformation.com, to find out more about Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. Ryan Kennedy and Ronnie Ponder joining us here on News Radio WGNS. We'll continue with more of the Wake Up Crew in a moment.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
If you've got an iPhone, we have an app for that. If you're an Android user, we have an app for that too. You can listen to us anywhere, on air and on demand.
WGNS.
We're News Radio WGNS.
Downsizing should not mean changing your lifestyle. The Villages of Murfreesboro offers luxurious senior living at affordable prices. It also includes 3 meals a day, housekeeping, and more. Try us for at least 2 weeks and see if the Villages of Murfreesboro is for you. I'm Sue Hall, no strings attached. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro and see if we're right for you. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We're no longer months away, we are weeks away from opening. We're going to be needing some great restaurant workers to help us get this restaurant open and make some good money. So keep an eye on our Facebook page because we'll be hiring very shortly. Apply in person only at the new Toots West.
Good food and fun. Toots.
The new Toots West is at 4213 Franklin Road at the corner of Rucker Lane, right next to the public supermarket.
Good food and fun.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Wednesday morning, hump day.
Hump day!
It is all day on this June 12th. I want to remind you it's getting close to time for us to give away the sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. But last call here to call or text in your birthdays, 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450.
Doyle and Peggy Hayes are today's good neighbors of the day. They're such a wonderful couple who are always an encouragement to others. So they're going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Time for news, traffic, and weather. The very latest happenings coming up here for you now, brought to you by French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Here at 731, let's kick it off with a check of the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see showers and storms in the area today with highs getting close to 80 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows drop to 58. Winds west-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs top out near 75. And Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 51. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 59.
Well, good morning. Still heavy traffic out here, but it is moving. Let's keep it that way. 24 westbound here at Walden Road, Sam Ridley Parkway has got some traffic on it right now. Coming on 41 there from Smyrna, headed down the I-22 to I-24. They're coming down Sam Ridley. It's also picked up now on here on 840 over towards Williamson County. If you're moving soon, call Smashville Moving Company at 584-4954. Check them out. Get to know them online at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Local attorney John Day says the new cell phone laws in Tennessee will be a big change for most people.
I mean, just coming over here this morning, I saw lots and lots of people who will be violating the new law.
And that new law means you should be careful where you put your phone.
Even if you're not talking on the phone, you cannot have it on your lap. I mean, they're doing whatever they can to get people to put their phone in a place where it can not distract them.
Could be fined up to $200 if caught using your cell phone in a school or work zone. Well, people used to say that the first sunburn of the season would help you tan. However,
skin cancer is much more common in people who had excessive exposure before adolescence. Much more likely in our age groups, of course, that first summertime tan was the burn we got at the pool to get broken in. Thank goodness we've kind of broken that habit as a culture.
That was Dr. Matthew Perkins with St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. He said you always need to protect your skin from the sun. Firefighters across Rutherford County will be knocking on doors this Saturday and installing smoke detectors for free. That includes both the Murfreesboro as well as Rutherford County Fire and Rescue, along with Kittrell Volunteer Fire Department, Laverne Fire and Rescue, and the American Red Cross. More details available on our website, WGNSradio.com. And 23-year-old Ovi Lee Perez has been arrested by the Murfreesboro Police Special Victims Unit. Reports say the alleged victim was 10 years old. Perez charged with sexual battery and remains behind bars. Join the conversation. Just log on to Facebook.com/WGNS Radio and click the like button. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special, Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
When was the last time you came by the Habitat Restore?
There's always something new.
Furniture, cabinets, windows, doors, area rugs.
You will surely save.
And you'll help end substandard housing in Rutherford County.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Hood.
Technologies continue to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment. Takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
All righty. Good morning. I'm Nick Combe with News Radio WGNS, of course. And with me is Dixie Stevens, Lifestyle Regional Lifestyle Coordinator over at Parkview Meadows, one of the most fun places here in town, especially for mom and dad and some of the elders and that who need a little bit of extra care. This is the place to be. Dixie, how are you this morning?
I am great, Nick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. So I wanted to dive right in with the garden, the legendary Parkview Meadows garden. Are you guys still growing tomatoes, cucumbers, all that good stuff? The residents still getting their hands dirty?
Oh, absolutely. We actually got our first vegetables in this week. We have zucchini squash and yellow squash. Tomatoes are not quite ready yet, but we are watching them every single day. We have a few green on the vine, so won't be too long.
All righty. If you could paint a picture, I know we chatted about this the other week, but I just love the idea about this garden you guys have. Now, the residents are able to work and get their hands dirty and actually tend to this garden with you guys and make some delicious produce that you guys then eat as it comes out.
Yes, absolutely. We had a family member whose mother was there, and he built two fabulous raised beds that the residents can wheel right up to in a wheelchair and actually put their hands in the dirt and plant, weed, and do all the gardening things that they love to do. So we have two raised beds. One of the beds has all the tomatoes in it. The other bed has all the squash and cucumbers in it. It has been prolific already. You can't even see the top of the dirt anymore. The leaves of the plants have already overgrown, and they're spilling over beyond the bed, and the residents are getting excited. Home Depot was kind enough to donate dirt and a few other items, plants and things, and we have soaker hoses this year, which helps in our watering.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's great.
Very cool. So when you guys are in the garden, you're going to have all these vegetables and all kinds of great meals I can only imagine lined up. How do you guys work off all them calories? You guys are doing some exercising you mentioned as well. If we could talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We do love to exercise at Parkview. It's an integral part of our day. Monday through Friday, we have an exercise class from 10 until 11. Now, I know you're thinking, wow, an hour, senior citizens. Let me just say, these guys are the bomb. They have been working this exercise class for years now. Many of them can do all of the exercises. It is a chair class. So everything that they're doing, they're seated in a chair to do. But we have integrated strengthening exercises along with yoga stretches, and we use a Tai Chi for cool down at the end of our workout. We invite family members to come and join us. A lot of times we may have grandkids up there. We may have some of their sons and daughters come and join them for class. And in fact, we've had some up there before who did the exercise class and realized how out of shape they were compared to mom and went and joined a gym.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it was
great. Effect.
It did have a ripple effect. And now this family's coming back in talking about how great they feel because they've been getting up and going to the gym and working out now. And it's something they hadn't done in years, but their mother motivated them because she's doing it in our class at Parkview. So they felt motivated to go and get a gym membership and start working out again. And they both say they feel so much better.
You got to keep up with mom and pop.
Absolutely.
Got to keep up with them. We're talking with Dixie Stevens, Regional Lifestyle Coordinator at Parkview Meadows, a senior care center right here in Murfreesboro, folks. A great option if you're looking for somebody to take care of mom and dad, friends, neighbors, grandma and grandpa, whatever it is.
Absolutely. We truly become family. When someone moves into Parkview, they become part of the Parkview Meadows family, and their family becomes part of our extended family. It's really neat to see how that works. And it is a truly small world in that I've had people move into the facility who have either been related to somebody that worked there or somebody that lived there or new people. And so we realize what a small world it really is and how connected we truly are.
All righty. Well, always a pleasure to chat with you. If you could throw that number out for availability, if someone wants to learn a little more about Parkview Meadows, of course, maybe they have mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa, somebody they're looking to turn over, and maybe they need a little bit extra care. What's a good number to reach out to you guys?
Sure. That number is 615-907-5800.
All righty. Thank you, Dixie, so much for joining us early on this Wednesday. Thank you, Wake Up Crew, for giving us just a few minutes of your time. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, of course, with Dixie Stevens. We're going to talk field trips. That's right, folks, field trips at Parkview Meadows. In the meantime, make it a great day. We'll see you guys later. I'm Nick Combe with News Radio WGNS.
Grow a healthy lawn from the ground up with effective solutions from Haynes Chevet Hardware. This is Rich Smith with more summer savings from locally owned Haynes Chevet Hardware. Right now, buy Green Thumb Lawn Food for just $29.99 and get a Green Thumb Winterizer, a $15.99 value free. The lawn food contains iron to build strong roots and controlled release nitrogen that continuously feeds for up to 4 months and green up faster in spring. Check out this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Haynes Chevet Hardware at 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri-Park Community Center on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Rover buses run every hour and drop you off right at the door. The free transfer from the gateway route to the west side loop on the Rover bus makes getting local foods easier than ever before.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri-Park, down from Sam's.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building, is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Hi folks, Rodney French here, just letting you know, spring is here and French's Shoes has the best selection of sandals ever. Name brands like SAS, Birkenstock, Chaco, and Clarks, hundreds of styles and colors, and ready to go. Skechers comfortable, colorful, and stylish sandals starting at $29.99. At that price, you can get one of every color. Look good and feel good with a new pair of sandals from French's while the selection is best. Come see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes.
French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street, down from Beeman Automotive.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up a Wednesday,
woo-hoo!
Hump day, here on the Wake Up Crew. Time for a word from our friends over at Junior's Foodland. They're at 323 East Main. Oh, geez, the music just kind of quit on me.
Scared me.
They're not going to quit on you at Junior's, though.
No, sirree.
Never.
They're here every weekday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and on Sundays, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can get in, get your grocery shopping done, and always save lots of money. And we talk about their meat department pretty frequently. They sell only the best USDA-inspected meats there, and they take pride in each selection. And their quality is great. Their quantity is great. You're going to find the best meats in the borough over at Junior's Foodland. And they have trained meat cutters there, and they provide that service for you daily, and it's free. So where else would you want to go for the best meats in the borough? Can only go to Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square. That's going to about wrap up our time here for this Wednesday morning.
Oh.
We have to go.
Yeah. Do you want me to ask you another random question? You all were so good at the first one. Do you want me to ask you one more? You never did really answer my question, the last one. You never did.
That's a that was a toughie.
Okay, well, here's one. I'm going to do one more, okay, to give y'all five questions.
A chance to redeem.
Yeah. What is your guilty pleasure?
Ooh.
I'll share mine.
Okay.
They're sugar-free popsicles.
Yeah.
Low-carb sugar-free popsicles.
But they're 20 calories each, and so that is kind of good. But, I mean, it's like two or three a day.
They don't have any more at the grocery store, right, because you've bought every one of them?
He'll go to Aldi's, and he'll buy all the ones they've got and wait till they restock.
I know. I've tried to go there and get some. They're not there.
I go, and I've tried it at two grocery stores, and I can't find the ones. It's not a name brand, but these are the best that I find at Aldi.
And the best around.
And I've tried it at the other grocery stores.
Okay.
They don't.